St Finian's Magazine, September 2025. Dear friends, it's hard to believe that as this month's magazine goes to print, schools will have reopened and the summer holidays will have drawn to a close. In parish life, we look forward to organisations and activities reopening after the summer break. We are so grateful to all our marvellous volunteers who help to lead and coordinate all these activities that mean so much in the life of our community. This year, on the weekend closest to our Foundation Day, we hope to fling open the gates and welcome our friends and neighbours and the local community to come and visit us. Why not invite a friend or neighbour to come and share in our Community Fun Day on Saturday the 6th of September? We look forward to hosting an exciting free event where there will be something for everyone. There will be a petting zoo and pony rides. There will be bouncy castles and face painting. There will be hot dogs, ice cream and games. There will be the chance to visit and explore our beautiful church with the Windows Quiz. There will be tea, coffee and refreshments, and our organisations will be on hand to give people information about activities that they may like to come and experience for themselves. On the Sunday morning of that weekend, we look forward to a special speaker coming to share his experience of finding new hope and faith through participating in a course to explore the claims of Christianity called the Alpha Course. We hope to be running one of these courses beginning on Wednesday the 10th of September, St Finian's Day, and there will be information available if you would like to come and give it a try for yourself or come with a friend. From the 1st to the 7th of September, we hope to partner with other churches in our area deanery to participate in a global week of prayer for our world. All the nations have been invited to get people praying for the many situations of need around the world, and we would like to be part of this initiative. Maybe you would like to sign up to pray for some hours during that week. And you can pray either in the prayer room in the church hall or in your own home as we intercede and pray for local and global situations along with people from every nation on the planet. We want to wish parishioners well who are embarking on new things. Some will be starting school for the first time or changing schools or heading away to university or third level education. Others will be starting new jobs or perhaps starting a new season of retirement. All of these things can bring their own stresses and challenges, as well as exciting new possibilities, and we want people to know that the church is here for you. As a new season begins in parish life, we get excited at the possibilities that brings for people to discover peace and new life as they connect with the spiritual part of their lives. If we can encourage or guide these things, we would love to do so. Please come and share in our Community Fun Day, or come along to church services either in person or online. Connect into some of the activities on offer, and we hope that you will be richly blessed in doing so. With every good wish, yours sincerely, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Telephone 028 90 793 822. Sunday school, creche and youth group. Young people are at the heart of our church family, and after the summer break, Sunday school will be resuming on 7th September during the 11 a.m. service. On the third and fourth Sundays of the month, our youth group for young people of secondary school age meets in the coffee bar at 11 a.m. During the 11 a.m. service, there is a creche available for younger children who are not yet old enough for Sunday school. We have an amazing team of volunteers who would love to welcome new children and young people to these special gatherings. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. From the registers, Christian Burial, 7th July, Pat McCurley, 27th August, Myrtle Dodsworth. Book of Remembrance. Each year on the first Sunday in November, a service of thanksgiving is held to remember those who have died in the past year. During the month of September, you will be contacted to provide details for the Book of Remembrance, and a form will be posted or emailed to you. Completed form should be returned to Linda Leonard by Friday 26th of September. If you have any queries, please contact Linda on 028 90 594 835. This year's service will be held on Sunday the 2nd of November at 7 p.m. Flower Donation Rota, September. 7th, Mr. G. Dara. 14th, Mrs. A. Thompson. 21st, Mrs. M. Corbett. 28th, Mrs. M. Catney. Bishop's Bible Week. Each year, Bishop David hosts an inspiring week of Bible teaching and worship at the end of August to inspire and encourage parishes as they resume their autumn programmes. This year, the Bible Week takes place in Hollywood Parish Church from 26th to 29th August, each evening at 7:45 p.m. The speaker is Colin Smith, an internationally renowned speaker, author and Bible teacher, and he is speaking on the topic of the art of contentment. Colin, who is originally from Scotland, is currently based in the United States in Chicago and has a daily Bible teaching ministry. You can hear his broadcasts at openthebible.org. It promises to be a very engaging week, and please feel free to invite friends or neighbours. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick will resume on Wednesday, 3rd September at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for the service and also for tea, coffee, scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. Prayer warrior, do you have a concern or problem or would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email, he will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 07513947504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. Boys Brigade. After our summer break, the officers and boys of all three sections of the company are eagerly anticipating the start of the 25-26 season. Our normal activities resume on Monday the 8th of September, company and junior sections 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Tuesday 9th September, anchor boys 6:45 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. We look forward to seeing familiar faces returning and would be delighted to welcome any newcomers. So if your sons or grandsons are keen to meet new friends and have fun trying new experiences, why not bring them along? St. Finian's Toddlers Group. The St. Finian's Toddlers Group will resume on Monday 8th September from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Houston Hall. All parents, grandparents, carers and childminders are very welcome. If you have never attended, why not come along? Activities include play, arts and crafts, singing, chat, snack and a cuppa. Everyone welcome. Thank you from the choir of Wadham College, Oxford. On behalf of the whole choir, I wanted to extend our heartfelt thanks for hosting us in July. We are truly grateful for all the support St. Finian's gave us in making the concert possible and for the incredibly warm welcome we received. It was especially meaningful to perform in a place that holds such significance for one of our own and hugely touching to see the community come together in such strong support of Eva and our choir. The warmth and attentiveness of the audience made the experience all the more special for us, and we are incredibly grateful for the extremely generous donations given by so many. The thoughtful hospitality, especially the wonderful tea and refreshments kindly provided by Eva's parents, was also very much appreciated. Our visit to St. Finian's was, without a doubt, one of the highlights of our tour and a memory we will all treasure. Thank you again for everything. Hannah Zaghi, Director of Music. Mother's Union. Summer is behind us and the autumn is in the air, and there is the sense of getting back to school, university, and all our church activities will soon be in full swing. I was thinking about the unrest in the UK, including in our own province, over migration issues in the last few months. People have concerns for the safety of the young people and communities generally, so I wondered what the right way of things were on the ground. Surely violence and racism aren't the answer. Coming home from the beautiful North Coast recently on the A26, I saw on a church notice board a sign which read, "I was a stranger and you invited me in." Matthew 25:35. As you know, we are due to visit the Livingston Centre in Kalinchi on Saturday 20th September. The Livingston family, descendants of the Reverend John Livingston, who served as minister in Kalinchi from 1630 to 1636, made their way to the New World of North America and made a considerable impact there. A few years ago, I went for the first time to the Ulster American Folk Park near Omagh. I remember stepping onto the replica ship and being told of the harsh, unsafe conditions on board. The idea was that you exited the vessel on the other side and were shown around what was supposed to be the land of North America and the type of dwellings there. So it has never been easy being a migrant in any era. As well as the verse above spoken by Jesus, there are many verses in Scripture along the same lines. "And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt." Deuteronomy 10:19. Hopefully, our trip to the centre will give us food for thought about the many hardships endured by generations seeking a better life through hard work and perseverance, and continues to the present day. If you haven't yet indicated and you wish to go on this outing, please phone or text me or Liz Walker, cost £20. We also look forward to the new season of Mothers Union meetings starting on Thursday 2nd October in the Houston Hall at 7:30 p.m. Baby photos, who are they? Chat and supper. Hope to welcome you there. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, mobile 07596 075081. Liz Walker, Branch Leader, mobile 07774 617 549. Mothers Union Midday Prayers, September. Theme, the power of reconciliation. Sometimes it seems that our troubled world is immersed in the pain and suffering of conflict and broken relationships. Yet Jesus reminds us that even though we are all less than perfect, every one of us is worthy of being redeemed, loved and forgiven. As members of Mothers Union, there is hope and the desire to continue building a future of reconciliation, justice and peace in partnership with the community of the Cross of Nails. Being a part of the community of the Cross of Nails affirms who we are at our core, a movement of men and women contributing to peace and reconciliation at all levels. From the fellowship of friendship over a cup of tea to conflict zones, Mothers Union members embody the spirit of what the Cross of Nails is all about. Lynn Temby, former Worldwide President. Monday, forgiveness. Heavenly Father, help us first to recognise our own failings and neglect to forgive and forget, in order that unburdened we may work towards a future free of resentment or animosity. We pray that in our healing we may be transformed and reconciled with you. Amen. Litany of Reconciliation. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The hatred which divides nation from nation, race from race, class from class. Father, forgive. The covetous desires of people and nations to possess what is not their own. Father, forgive. The greed which exploits the work of human hands and lays waste the earth. Father, forgive. The greed which exploits the work of human hands and lays waste the earth. Father, forgive. Our envy of the welfare and happiness of others. Father, forgive. Our indifference to the plight of the imprisoned, the homeless, the refugee. Father, forgive. The lust which dishonours the bodies of men, women and children. Father, forgive. The pride which leads us to trust in ourselves and not in God. Father, forgive. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Tuesday, redemption. Risen Lord Jesus, we come to you prayerfully, not because we have to, but because we want to. You came into our world to redeem us by your death and glorious resurrection. Each day may we remember that we are ashamed of and turn to you for forgiveness. Change us, dear Lord, that we may remember what we are ashamed of and turn to you for forgiveness. Change us, dear Lord, may we be lights in the darkness, may we encourage and welcome people to enter our wondrous worldwide fellowship of Mothers Union, loving both God and neighbour. Amen. Wednesday, empowerment. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Loving Lord, help us to remember that we are all created in your image. Empower us to look for you in all others, and especially in those that are different from us. Aiming to love our neighbour, help us to learn and live with the differences and to celebrate and cherish our diversity. Amen. Thursday, hopefulness. Psalm 33, verse 22. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Loving Lord, we thank you for your love to each one of us and the hope that we have in you. As we seek to share that love and that hope in our own communities, we pray that others will be drawn to you and the transforming power of your love. Amen. Friday, reconciliation. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You discern my thoughts from afar. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it. Psalm 139. But I know that you have reconciled us through the cross of our Lord Jesus, which has restored our broken relationship and brought justice and peace into our lives. Amen. Saturday, Justice and Peace. Amos 5:24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Compassionate God, be with us all as we hold out hands of blessing to our Mothers Union family, wherever they may be, and hands of reconciliation and peace to those in need, whatever their circumstances. Amen. Final blessing prayer. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God forgave you, and may God's blessing be with you as you journey on in faith and trust. Amen. Quaker Crafters will resume on Tuesday the 16th of September from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have all been busy over the summer finishing our bunting and organising our store. This term we will be making an autumnal wall hanging, leaves, knit, crocheted and sewn. All are welcome to come along, wool etc. will be provided along with a cuppa and plenty of chat. Poppy making will continue with lots more poppies needed to add to our display. If you are unable to come along on a Tuesday morning, but we'll be happy to knit a few poppies, we can provide wool and patterns. Janet Johnson, 07 711 88 5203. The Divine Healing Ministry service will be held on Tuesday 30th September at 7:30 p.m. when the speaker will be Brother David Jardine. Services for September. Sunday 7th September, the 12th Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, 14th September, the 13th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday, 21st September, the 14th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, Youth Group and Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 28th September, the 15th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, Youth Group and Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. On Thursday 26th of June, a few members of the Mothers Union and friends gathered for afternoon tea to celebrate Nell Moncrief's upcoming 103rd birthday. The rector presented Nell with a medal from the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. This is given to those who were born before the partition of Ireland in 1922. Other gifts were also presented to Nell from the Diocesan Mothers Union by the President, Mrs. Linda Thompson, and the indoor membership rep, Mrs. Sally McCurry. Our own branch presented Nell with a beautiful lap blanket crocheted by our former member, Anna Lemon. A lovely afternoon was had by all. Thank you from Nell. I would like to thank all the ladies associated with the Mothers Union that both organised and attended my 103rd birthday luncheon in St Finian's Church Hall on Thursday 26th of June. I really enjoyed exchanging very memorable stories with all those present. I would also like to thank the rector for presenting me with the commemoration medal from the President of the Irish Republic and reading out his accompanying letter. I have been associated with the Mothers Union in St Finian's for many enjoyable years and have wonderful memories of this time. This luncheon brought back so many of these memories. I would also like to thank everyone for their kind gifts and cards, which I will cherish. Love and God bless. Nell Moncrief. The Select Vestry would like to thank all those who give financially to support St Finian's Parish Church. We are very grateful for all the financial support received. If you have any queries about your free will offering contributions, weekly envelopes, setting up a standing order or gift aiding, please do not hesitate to speak to Brian Lavery, the parish treasurer. Brian can be contacted by email at stfiniantreasurer@btinternet.com or via the church office 02890 792 793. For anyone wishing to make an electronic donation to the church, the bank account details are as follows. Bank name Danske, account name St Finian's Parish Church. Bank account number 110897 57. Bank sort code 950134. Please include your name and, if known, your free will offering number when setting up a standing order or making an electronic donation to the church bank account above. If you could also let the parish treasurer know by email or telephone, that would be great. Changes to parish expenses policy. In June, as part of the overall review of diocesan policies, the Select Vestry revised the expenses policy for St Finian's. Expenses should now be claimed using the parish expense claim form, available from the treasurer and Linda Campbell in the church office, and submitted along with receipts to the treasurer before reimbursement takes place. All expense claims will now be repaid by electronic transfer directly into a bank account, and cheques for expenses will no longer be issued. Prior approval in principle is required for expense claims above £250. The above relates to expense claims made direct to the parish treasurer. Individual parish organisations who manage their own funds will have their own policies for reimbursement. Brian Lavery, Parish Honorary Treasurer. Ladies Friendship Group. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I hope that the summer break has left you refreshed and possibly a little suntanned. Our opening meeting in September is on Wednesday 10th at the usual time of 2 p.m. It will be an opportunity to meet our new curate, Ryan Hawke, informally, followed by afternoon tea and a general chat and catch-up. Every Little Helps is the Tesco representative's topic on Wednesday 24th. This will be an interesting insight into a retail business where many of us spend our money. We look forward to seeing you again and would encourage you to bring a friend and enjoy the camaraderie of the group. Julie. Mobile number 078-149-28398. Jack McMillan, our former BB member Jack McMillan, has won a gold medal at the 2025 World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. Jack won gold as part of the men's 4x200m freestyle relay team. You may remember that Jack also won a gold medal at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Well done, Jack, on your second gold medal within a year. A great achievement. General maintenance. The church premises regularly require maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who is available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday 27th September. See you then. Jim Hawley, Glee Borden. Messy Church. Hoping that you enjoyed the lovely smell of sunshine that August brought to us. This wee country of ours is even more beautiful when we have a sprinkling of fine weather. We are in a little bit of a quandary for our next messy church date. Most of our groups are on holiday or have other commitments mid to late September. And to this end, there is no finished date right now. Can we ask everyone to keep an eye out on Facebook, Sunday announcements, and of course the big giveaway, our messy church banner. We will post the next date as soon as possible. Keep well and God bless. The messy church team. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14. St Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years, old church magazines, any material for display purposes, information about church organisations or anything else that may be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. We'd be grateful if any contributions could be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we'd be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you'd like to become involved in planning and gathering of material for this project, please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Ralph McMurray and Stephen Leckie for providing the eighth article in this history series, sharing their memories with St Finian's Men's Society. In October 1982, on the 50th anniversary of the establishment of St Finian's, it was decided to form a branch of the Men's Society, an organisation designed to promote fellowship and support among the men of the parish. An inaugural team of Bill Christie, Chairman, Bill Roddick, Secretary and Derek Catney, Treasurer, led the way in what was to become a new venture for the parish. 45 men joined in that first year, rising to some 55 in subsequent times. Meetings were held monthly, initially from September to May, with speakers invited to talk on a range of topics. No subject was out of bounds, and speakers consisted of sportspeople, men and women of the cloth, secretaries of state and other local politicians, chief constables, writers and other prominent figures in the community. St Finian's Men's Society quickly gained a reputation for attracting speakers of the highest quality in their chosen fields. On some occasions the Mother's Union and other men's societies were invited to attend. The then First Minister, Arlene Foster, paid a visit. the historian Eamon Phoenix was a particular favourite. Lord Robin Eames spoke on more than one occasion, as did Dame Mary Peters and the well-known writer Paul Clements. On the occasion of the talk by the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Ireland, the Most Reverend Eamon Martin, the neighbouring parish of St Bernadette's were invited to attend, resulting in the hall bursting at the seams. For many years, Mount Society member Dr Roddy Evans drafted reports of each meeting for the parish magazine, a role that was subsequently embraced by Garth Corbett in more recent times. In addition to monthly meetings, an annual general meeting, including a meal, was held in May at a different venue each year, notably on one occasion on HMS Caroline. An annual outing was arranged in conjunction with other branches of the Mount Society, one year consisting of a visit to the then President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, at her official residence in Phoenix Park. In addition, a yearly service was held for members and their guests, hosted in turn by one of the Mount Society branches. For this history project, we are inviting you to submit memories you have of the Mount Society to include in later articles. Perhaps there was a speaker whom you found particularly stimulating, an outing which was held vivid memories, or anything else that sticks in your mind or created an impression. Please contact Linda in the church office by email on stfinians100yearsoutlook.com or by phone. We will use your memories to combine with others in order to provide an impression of what the Mount Society meant to St Finian's. St Finian's Pilates. Core strength versus six-pack. Summer is over and Pilates is back and running at St Finian's, and I thought it might be interesting to share something I came across in a recent podcast which discussed the subject of core strength and asked the question, is it more than having a six-pack? I'm sure we've all seen the Hollywood action heroes with their sculpted abdominals and wondered if that is the ideal we should all aim for and if a six-pack is actually the best representation of core fitness. Thankfully, the answer is a resounding no. In reality, there are a number of factors that will determine whether you can even develop the abdominals to that degree anyway, including lifestyle, genetics, sleep, nutrition, and it very much depends on whether you're focusing on aesthetics rather than fitness and functionality. In the case of our Hollywood hero, the look is fit for purpose for screen time, but may not enable them to carry out other activities requiring the core muscles to work at optimal function and avoid damage or injury. At this point, it's worth revisiting what we mean by the core, a cylinder of internal and external muscles between the ribs and the pelvis that work in a coordinated manner to optimise movement and protect the spine. This is different to the focus on a single muscle in order to obtain the look, although depending on the exercise regime undertaken, there could be some benefits to the other core muscles. However, the aim of Pilates is to specifically target all the muscles in the core, starting from a comfortable level and progressively increasing the workload to build capacity, strength and functionality within those muscles and to allow them to work in a balanced, coordinated way. Together with general activity and other types of exercise, such as swimming and gym-based classes, this will contribute to a better health span, the number of years enjoying good health, rather than just an increased lifespan. As ever, I hope this has provided some food for thought about how and why you should exercise. Until next time, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesday, 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome. A small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact John Waterworth by phone 447941368546 or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Samaritan's Purse, 25 shoebox appeal. Hello, friends. A little reminder that the shoeboxes and leaflets will be available for collection from Sunday 7th September at the Connect service. They cost 50 pence each. If you can decide whether you want to buy things for a boy or girl and then choose a relevant age category, age 2 to 4, age 5 to 9, age 10 to 14. Perhaps you've been able to buy some items in the summer sales. It's not too late. Keep your eyes peeled for all sorts of bargains still to be had. Here are some things you could choose from when putting together your gift. Dolls, wristwatches, pumps, blow-up balls, musical instruments, yo-yos, pants and vests, clothing items, flip-flops, crayons, notebooks, rubbers, pencils, stickers, combs, toothbrushes, washcloths, fun stickers, plastic eating utensils, hats, hair accessories, Play-Doh, colouring books, paints, small action figures, frisbees, skipping ropes, cars, Lego, interactive toys, slinky small puzzles, felt tip pens, rubbers, safety scissors, water bottles, cup nail clippers, mirror, stick deodorant, and non-liquid lip balm. These children would be so grateful to find some of these treats in their boxes. If you need any help putting your box together or assistance in donating an online shoebox, please phone Charmaine or Mark on 078 70 567-449. We're grateful for your help. We are thankful to everyone for supporting this worthy cause when there is so much going on for so many. Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Psalm 82, verse 3. God bless. Charmaine and Mark. Contact details. Rector. Telephone 028-9079-3822. Church office hours. Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 028-90-792-793. Email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email? Help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper. If you'd like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 and 2. 028-9079-2793 or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine, please send articles for inclusion in the October magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 028-90-792-793 by noon on Tuesday, 2nd September. Don't forget to check out the church website, stfinians.org. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians. Registered with the Charity Commission for Northern Ireland, NIC 101977.